A developer is expected to get final approval from Coquitlam City Council tonight, February 5, to build 50 townhouse units in Burquitlam. KDM Burkeville Project Limited is proposing the three-story homes at 7040, 706 and 710 Grover Avenue and 701, 705 and 709 Regan Avenue in five buildings over a shared parkade in the local neighborhood. If green-lighted, the development would see 11 back-to-back units and 39 stacked units around a central courtyard. Council is also expected to grant the development permit at its meeting tonight. According to a report from Chris Jarvie, Coquitlam's Director of Development Services, most of the units would be family-sized with 39 three-bedroom units and one four-bedroom unit. In addition, eight of the three-bedroom units would be ground-level entry units with basements that include the kitchen, living room, powder room and bedroom on the ground floor, two bedrooms and two bathrooms in the basement. The other 11 units are planned to be one-bedroom units, of which three could be accessed from the street and parkade elevator, without stairs. The application comes after a public hearing in February 2022 and Council granted second and third readings to the requested rezoning. Since then, KDM Burkeville has forwarded its subdivision plan, revised minor designs and finalized engineering requirements, among other things. The subject properties are located within the 800 meters tier of the Burkeville Station transit-oriented area as determined by the province, Jarvie wrote in his report to Council. As such, the properties may be able to achieve higher density under the province's Bill 47 initiative. However, the applicant has indicated, in writing, that they wish to proceed under the current policy context, which includes providing CACs, community amenity contributions, and, accordingly, have provided their voluntary community amenity contribution to reflect this. If oaked tonight, the city would generate $1.6 million in development cost charges. KDM has already paid $128,000 in CACs, Jarvie wrote.